Good afternoon. I'm Bill Lupfer from the Florida Attractions Association. We're the trade association in the state of Florida that represents the interests of Florida's attraction industry. And is that this one? Got it. Representing the interests of Florida's attraction industry. The Florida Attractions Association has been around for 65 years. We're celebrating 65 years this year. And yeah, Florida Attractions have changed quite a bit in the last 65 years. I want to thank Robin for inviting me twice to speak at your tourism luncheon. Last year, I was on my way to speak to your luncheon and spent the weekend before in Orlando. And on that Sunday afternoon, I had to make a stop at a local hospital and ended up losing an appendix. And so, unfortunately, about this time last year, I was recuperating from surgery. So thank you for giving me another shot to come to St. Pete. So the Florida Attractions Association, we have about 215 members representing Florida's finest family attractions and suppliers. A number of those are based here in the area. We've got somebody here from the Clearwater Marine Aquarium, Jen, and we know that they've had some incredible successes recently. Hubbard's Marina Cruises, the Dolly Museum, the Armed Forces History Museum, and then some supplier members that are based here, Bright House Networks, Florida Suncoast Tourism Promotions, and CJ Publishing Welcome Guide Maps. So we've got about 215 members around the state. And there's some really cool stuff happening in attractions. Attractions are like our tourism industry evolving. And one of the really neat things that happened in Florida during the last recession was tourism. And it was the fact that we had nearly 19 million Floridians who staycationed in the Sunshine State and experienced the great destinations like we have here that really helped pull Florida and lead the nation out of the last recession. Now, what's happened since then is nothing less than astounding. Attractions have about a $25 billion direct economic impact and about a $48 billion annual total economic impact on the state of Florida. About $14 billion in payroll, and almost half of a million Floridians are employed in Florida's attractions industry. And the attractions pay about $9 billion a year in taxes. Now, I want to share some numbers of more general than attractions just for a moment. This is a participatory part of my remarks, because there's some things that we all should know as an industry that we're ready to share in our elevator speech about the importance of Florida tourism. So I'm going to throw out a number, and you all, I'm sort of looking for reaction. What does that number mean to tourism? The first number is 94.7 million. What does that mean? That's right. 94.7 million visitors to Florida last year. And by the way, we don't count local staycationers. There was another 20 million Floridian trips taken last year, but 94.7 taken from outside of Florida and international. Okay, here's another one. 85. Perfect. Yes. For every 85 visitors to the Sunshine State, one job is generated in tourism. Good job. Okay, here's the last one. This one's a little tougher. 23%. 23%. 23% of the sales taxes paid in the state of Florida are from visitors. Almost 25% of the sales tax revenue generated here in the state of Florida is not by Floridians. Now, isn't that great? That's just super news. And so we even have some better news. Last week, the Florida legislature completed its 2014 legislative session and funded Visit Florida an additional $10.5 million. Let's hear it for Visit Florida. And your Senator Brandis and Representative Peters and Ahern and others from the Pinellas County delegation are all tourism advocates. They believe in tourism, and they've been very supportive of this. Now, let's look at what's happened to Visit Florida in the last 5 years. We've gone from about $25 million in public funding to $75 million in public funding. The legislature and our tourism governor, Scott, have consistently doubled down over and over and over and over and over again. What have we done as an industry to match those dollars? We have consistently overperformed a two-for-one match of those public dollars with our private dollars. So Visit Florida is continuing to be successful because of the participation not just of public dollars from taxes, but also from our industry and what we're doing. This is my ask of you. This is the summer of thank you. This is the summer that Florida's tourism industry, the million of us who are employed by tourism in the state of Florida, say thank you to our local officials. We need to make a point of saying thank you to our state representatives, thank you to our senators, thank you to our governor for the work that they have done and the support they've shown to us. And if we can continue to foster that kind of relationship with our elected officials who we send to Tallahassee, Visit Florida and our industries will continue to grow and prosper. Please, let's make this the summer of thank you to our legislature and governor. Thank you.